This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
New songs. We'll be joined by our friends, the Gaslight Anthem. It's Summer But a Miracle. Come and hang with us.
Okay, your turn now.
July 22nd, Hard Rock Live. Tickets on sale now at myhrl.com or ticketmaster.com. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Hollywood.
During the Jeep Celebration event at Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, it's your choice. Get up to $23,000 off MSRP. Release a Grand Cherokee or Wrangler for only $259 per month. These savings end soon. Don't miss this chance to save. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com.
When you enter a place of business, you're owed a legal duty that the place of business is safe for you to shop in. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. If you suffered an injury at a place of business, our duty is to protect you after that harm. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.com.
Champions play here. WQAM Miami.
WPOW HD2 Miami.
WKIS HD2 Boca Raton.
An Odyssey Sports Station. Home of the defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers, three-time NBA champion Miami Heat,
five-time national championship winner Miami Hurricanes football,
and Miami Hurricanes basketball.
Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys.
Call 1-800-747-3.
That's 1-800-747-3733.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Headlines here brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose over 300 new Volkswagen miles in stock with the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Heat will be back at it tonight. Mired in a seven-game losing streak. 7:30 is a tip-off tonight from MSG against the New York Knicks. And, of course, I have that coverage for you here, right here on 560 WQAM. The Miami Heat are 7.5-point dogs tonight in New York. So we got that for you. Also on national television tonight.
I hope you guys have a fourth-quarter lead.
Just any lead.
No, I want a fourth-quarter lead because that's when you can bet the money and get and win.
Oh, so you want, like, the line to be swung. You don't think Vegas is hip to this yet?
Not yet.
All right. I feel like Vegas would be onto this, be like, well, we know how this is going to go. We got to if the Heat are up in the fourth quarter, you should make that team
favorite.
Anybody
the Heat are playing is even money to come back.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Pretty wild. Panthers will be off for a couple days. They lose last night to the Islanders 4-2. They'll be back on the road Thursday against the Columbus Blue Jackets. And then Saturday against the Washington Capitals. So
that's a big game.
Vetchkin.
Yeah.
And, of course.
Are they going to flex that? They should flex that game. That should be a night game. That should be an ABC game.
I don't know.
You're talking about the top two teams in Eastern Conference.
Marlins are about to get going against the Mets. You want to throw that on, Vlad? I think it's on FanDuel today. I think it's on TV.
Marlins are actually on FanDuel.
Marlins are actually on television today, I believe. Jesus Sanchez, though, he is going to miss the next month with an oblique. So the Marlins.
That's been a new injury. You know how you have new injuries? Like, first, like, the last few years it's been Achilles. It hasn't been knee. It's been Achilles.
Yeah.
Across all sports. Right? So I don't know what that is. But the other injury, oblique.
Yeah, there was like two Magic who got the oblique this year.
Weird.
Thank God for MLB Network.
They got it today?
Yeah, they're showing Beetle and Lou Will and Chandler Parsons on Fox Sports Florida and Sun Sports. But MLB Network.
MLB's got it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Skeens officially. Paul Skeens got the starting nod for opening day. So officially, not that it's a surprise.
They went out on a limb there. Oh my goodness.
I saw that the Pirates put out this whole video. They're like, all right, I know it was his first. It's his first one, so that's why it's cool. But they're like, all right, Skeens, you know.
I'm so upset.
Turns out you're going to be starting opening day. He's like, what?
What did it take? Cy Young?
It's like, you know, we could have gone another route here, Paul, but we're going to give it to you. We're going to give it to you. It's like, thanks, Skip.
Is Tampa Bay still starting with reserve pitchers and then finishing with
I don't think.
Remember they did that?
I know, but opening day?
I don't know, but apparently there's questions as to, like, what they're doing with their stadium right now, I guess. They're so scared, I guess, of
That's it. They're not doing it anymore.
Yeah, they were scared of delays. So, and now there's some buzz they may move to Orlando. So we'll see.
I mean, there's probably more traction there.
I don't know. Well, they're playing at the Yankees. Remember, there was that hole that was put in their dome because of the hurricane, and they have to play. They're playing this year.
Can we stop making dome ceilings with with paper towels?
Who's the last one to do that? The Metrodome? I feel like that was the last one.
Metrodome.
Oh, that was bad.
The Metrodome. Torrey Hunter always climbing the hefty bag.
That was bad.
They would have that outfield wall that was just made of a plastic sheet.
Can we make them high enough where look, that stadium was terrible for a bunch of reasons. One, it's the only stadium you can hit a pop-up and lose the ball.
Which one? Minnesota? No, you could lose it in Tampa.
No, in Tampa.
Oh, yeah. You lost some in Minnesota as well. I mean,
but not because it hit the ceiling.
Fish got Ryan Weathers on the hill today. So, and Starling Marte leading up for the
Maybe he went to high school with Carl.
Starlin Marte, I remember when he was a good Marlin. Leroy, can you get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? Your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. Call them at 866-954 more.
I'm gonna tell you one thing, it is extremely windy. It has been windy for the last few days here in South Florida. The wind direction has been out of the west southwest, but I'm gonna look out and go to the windowplex and give you the. It is partly cloudy, winds 15 to 20 miles an hour, gusting to 25. The wind is coming out of the west. Is it southwest or northwest? I can't tell. Let's just say west. And the temperature is probably right around 80 degrees.
How do you do, Vlad?
Let's check it out. The man's usually right. Temperature is 76 degrees. Well, in Miami. He is in Davie, so it might be a little bit warmer. So I'll give him, but he's close. He's within reach.
Four
degrees. I'm not gonna punish you for that. Wind is 16 miles per hour.
Give me some gust.
Yeah, you got some gusts.
25 miles
definitely
an hour.
Have 26 miles per hour gusts.
Yep. See that?
Northwest. It's going northwest.
Northwest? Mm-hmm. It's coming out of the northwest.
It's coming out of the northwest.
Yep.
Sky's good.
He is good.
Yeah. When I was golfing yesterday, my ball wasn't acting right.
Oh, yeah?
I was blowing it all over the place.
Did you throw some grass?
Yeah, I threw some grass, but evidently it wasn't helping my golf ball at all, knowing which way the direction is.
Just trying to get it right. Hit it straight, dude.
Yep. I'm surprised you didn't have any comments for Rory.
You brought him up.
You usually
But no, when a guy wins, you can't clown him for his.
Look, you guys think he's going to win a major. I have no faith in that.
Listen, Rory started winning once he broke up with the tennis girlfriend.
Yeah, but didn't they get back together?
No.
Who did he get?
He got another girl.
No, wasn't Aki?
He got another girl and he broke up with her and then he.
Yeah, they broke up, then they got back together. Nah. They were getting divorced.
No, he was married.
Then he got married.
That's different.
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched all this in full swing.
Once you start figuring out the finances, you come to the realization it's cheaper to keep her.
Oh, so he kept her?
Yeah.
He messed up.
So maybe when he got all that heat off of him, he started playing better.
I got to tell you, I like those Marlins St. Patrick's Day hats because they're kind of Canes colors. They got like an orange M. Looks good. I don't really get it. Marlins don't have orange in their jersey, but looks good.
Yeah, it's really hard times.
Some
with
of them are all logos.
It's hard times.
It's hard times with
our uniforms right now.
I'm saying.
Like, well, they started the game
dude,
with a.
Think about. I'm gonna tell you right now. You're criticizing the Marlins jersey on St. Patrick's Day. You're upset with Seth Jones after just giving him all the props like 4 days ago.
It's because they call me accountable Tobes, dude. I'm going to hold you accountable.
Really? Right now, it's not accountable Tobes.
You're the punter of the Dolphins, you're ripping the signing.
I didn't rip it. I just thought it was interesting. Like the Dolphins can't even help themselves from getting an injured punter.
And then you wanted to rip Terry Rozier on his birthday.
I ripped him for stealing the ball from Khalil Ware. All I did was read comments.
But you wanted to read. You couldn't let those comments slide. You wanted to read those comments that you know were going to be negative about the man on his birthday. On your birthday, you don't want no negativity.
31 years old. Grow up, Peter Pan.
Jeez.
On his born day, Tobin.
On his born day. Yeah.
On his board.
My favorite new line is, I was today years old when I realized there's people saying that.
There's a lot of things that you realize today. You're like, wait a minute.
I was on X, and he said, I was today years old when I realized that Michael Jackson was saying, I'm going to say it one more time, I'm not going to stop. Instead of mama say, mama stop. I was looking at my phone going, damn.
Yo, how about this?
You got God?
How about Capri Suns? And the opening of the Capri, like the box and everything like that. You ever see the, like those things where you're like, wait a minute. All this time
you're
I could have easily opened this thing and I'm opening it wrong. Oh, man. I'm today years old.
There's also like a cereal box way.
Yeah.
Cereal box. There's a different way to do it also. And I had no idea.
Yeah. Even with ice.
So I look at those things and I'm like, I'm just sitting there baffled. Like, I never in a stretch of 3 minutes felt so stupid.
Right? Like, you was like, all this time I could have done this simple thing and I'm doing this?
Or I'm singing songs wrong.
Yeah, the mama said mama said.
Hey, if you guys want to go to Heat and Hornets, caller number 4 right now to 305-567-0560. Caller 4 to 305-567-0560. You'll win a pair of tickets to Heat and Hornets.
You think people want to go?
Yeah, people love free stuff.
Even
I tell you what,
I don't find out.
I tell you what, I always enjoy going to a basketball game or to at least a couple of football games. It's something about the atmosphere, even if the team's not good. And plus, I like seeing some of those great plays live because it catches them. When you see it on TV, it don't catch you off guard as much as when you see it live and you, you know, yeah, you got to get some of that.
Yeah, Leroy, it depends on where you're sitting.
Caller 4 to 305-567-0560. You'll win a pair of tickets to see. Look at that, Vlad. Told you. Full board.
The boards are lit up.
Lit up.
They don't know where they're sitting.
Doesn't matter. Free is for me. You know,
free is free.
That's what they're happy with.
I tell you what, though, not more enjoyable.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes.
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Then go and check out a hockey game.
Oh, that's fun.
Yep. Oh.
305-567-0560 for those Heat Hornets tickets. To take a break. Back with more for this. All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. WQAM invites you to experience every upset, every buzzer beater, and every heart-stopping moment at Odyssey's Buckets and Bets. It's going on this Thursday through Sunday.
And we'll be there Hard Rock. Checking it out. We're going to scout it for you tomorrow.
Going to scout it for you tomorrow. We're transforming the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino into the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. Immerse yourself with massive LED screens, beers with your crew, and real-time betting action. And you guys can get VIP tickets and packages at Ticketmaster.com. Get all the info at WQAM.com. It's offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. You must be 21 or older and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Got a gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. It's sponsored by Gunther Mazda for car buying. Done your way. You've got to get to Gunther Mazda.
Sweetin, come on.
Oh, man.
Jimmy take
no mercy. Look at Jimmy.
Jimmy taking strays.
For no reason, man.
Y'all leave my boy just Jay living out. His life.
Jimmy just coming in, preparing for his work, and then somebody's taking shots.
We are. This heat got us all last year.
No, I see that. I actually see that. I'm disappointed in you guys.
What?
I'm disappointed.
What do you mean you're disappointed?
You guys.
I'm disappointed. Look.
I don't even understand what you can be disappointed in.
You're better than this. You're better.
There's better than what?
No need to take shots at poor Jimmy.
Oh, well, that's Schmeathen. You know, I don't know what to tell you. Schmeathen. That was Schmeathen.
Like, I don't blame them.
Schmeathen told.
That was funny.
Schmeathen told Robbie the Degenerate to go to hell on a charity walk to the Keys.
Right.
Like,
and wait, where is he? Is he there yet?
He's close.
Well, no, he's supposed to get there on Thursday, isn't he?
I mean,
well, I don't know because I saw him the other day. He was already with the Blue Highways.
You want me to text him? See if I can get an answer.
See Kenton.
Is he live anywhere?
I think he's live right now, but I don't know if I can tell based on.
He was having issues though.
Well, yeah, he had like some, because I think it's being run from his job. They're running the stream there, so he had to do like a little bit on Instagram and things like that. But he was still doing it. You know, he's a man of principle. He's not going to not do it. Let's see, Robbie. Robbie walks to Key West. Here we go. It looks like it's going on live. Oof, that's a choppy signal.
I mean, he is in the middle of nowhere.
I can't tell where he is, J-Fig. It literally just looks like trees. And
all I see is his face right now.
There's like, yeah, you know those like little shrub trees on the keys, Leroy, as you get down there?
Yeah.
I see those. I'll text him. Let's see. Oh, you know what? Well, I'm not going to be able to hear him. Bring him up live.
Well, he's walking around with a leaf in his hands. Where's that?
Somebody said he was at Robbie's on Isla Mirada.
Okay. Yeah, so he's just starting. Yeah. So that's early in the keys. Dang. Robbie's is good, by the way. That's a good place. Good spot. And you can feed tarpon.
Can I just say this? Nobody judge. Never been to Key West. No part of the Keys. Nowhere.
Leroy?
You know why?
I've only been there once.
You know why?
Yeah, same.
Because it's right there.
Literally.
If I lived in California, I would have probably visited Key West 3 times. But because it's right there, because you know I need to go down there and see my boy.
Yeah, you should. You should let Robbie crash there.
Aww. I've been there once on a cruise, and then maybe once I drove to like the first one.
Mel and kayaks. And Rebecca was like 10. For her birthday, she wanted to go swim with the dolphins. And so they went down there for that.
I just texted them to give us an update.
Gigato just responded. He said he left Robbie's like 1 hour and 30 minutes ago.
Okay. So he's got plenty of place to. He's still got a lot of keys to get through in the next, 72 hours or so?
That's crazy.
Crazy.
I mean, dude. Although, he's probably not watching the Heat play.
Oh,
so,
good for him. I checked
in on him. You don't want him to lose motivation.
I checked in on him each night after the game. I would check on him because I was like, I was on YouTube, and so I'd be like, hey, Robbie. I'd give him the update. But he was blissfully ignorant of everything that had gone on. Good for him. Not like me, sitting here like a sucker, tuning in today, 7:30. To get hurt again.
Mm.
It's not a, like, I would say this. It's not a matter of getting hurt because they lose. It's a matter of investing time thinking during the course of 2 or 3 quarters that this game is going to be different. And only to be just hit over the head with a hammer at the end of it. Because like I said, I watched the first half. I was, you know, watching some stuff, going back and forth. And then I turned back to the game, and they were down 20-something points.
Ooh, nice pickup by Ryan Weathers.
What the hell happened in one commercial break?
Got him! Good pickup.
Easy. They heated.
Yep. That's what we calling it now?
Heating. And not a good heating. They're not eating.
It's not good eating. The only person who's out here eating... It's scary Terry because he's just stealing basketballs from his teammates.
No, it's his birthday, so he might be eating birthday cakes. Come on, man.
You think Spo gets him a cake today?
No.
No.
Happy birthday to you. You think he starts him for his birthday?
Let me ask you, wait, well, first of all.
No.
Do you think Scary Terry went out last night to celebrate his birthday?
No.
In New York
Not
City?
Not down here.
In New York
definitely,
City?
100%.
In New York City?
Yeah.
Yeah, he 100% went to celebrate his birthday. His Instagram's back opening. He's obviously up to something.
Do you think he plays good, or you think he plays...
Reactivate your Instagram?
Well, you don't deactivate it and then reactivate it for nothing, dude. I don't feel like he just did it to get it from Bobo the Heat fan birthday. I think he wanted Ashtron birthday wishes.
He was looking for prospects.
Could be. He's back in New York, man.
Hey.
Dude, it looks like Robbie's in the desert right now.
Let me see.
There is no signal. It is very choppy. It's like
Robbie gonna come back.
Such a lot.
Hey, Robbie gonna come back. He gonna have to do neck exercises because there ain't no way he gonna be able to balance that head on that skinny body when he come back.
He's walking by dumpsters right now.
Is that Ozempic?
I don't know, but
Man. No, he's not, guys.
He looks fantastic. Anyway, tip-off tonight's at 7:30. 6:15 pre-Heat. Solana and Tommy Tighe will get you ready for all the action as the Heat will look to avoid their eighth straight loss. If they do lose it, that'll go right there with 2007-2008 for the last eight-game losing streak that the Heat had. That season, they had an eight-game losing streak, an 11-game losing streak, and a 15-game losing streak. The longest was in the inaugural season, of course, 17 straight games. That was hard.
I don't think any of us can handle it. Oof. 17 games, that means 10 more losses.
Oof. But this thing is definitely, if they lose tonight, double digits is on the table, dude.
So, okay, let me ask you this, because I've asked you double digits on the table. Can you imagine 8 days from now?
Jimmy night.
And you're on a double-digit losing streak?
Jimmy's going to score 50 points against this team.
If Jimmy drops a 40 or 50 burger and you guys are on a double-digit losing streak, and remember, this game's going to be televised. That's right. You said.
Did you not see him laughing it up with P.J. Tucker mocking the Heat after the game?
Oh, that's, by the way.
He was laughing it up, dude.
P.J. Tucker looking like Joe Budden is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life right now. Well, he's loving life.
He's loving life, but he's also like, remember, P.J. Tucker thought for like 3 hours he was going to be back with the Heat. He thought he was coming back. Remember, he put the whole Undertaker popping out of the coffin because he thought the Heat wanted him back and traded for him. And instead, 2 seconds later, he was a Raptor.
But he had the greatest. Think about it. He went from L.A. to Utah, which he wasn't happy about, to Miami, to Toronto, and now he's in New York.
Yep.
Man.
He was laughing it up with Jimmy Butler. Look, it is what it is. They made their choice. If Jimmy and Barrett, now look, will Pat put big cash bonuses under the lockers for anybody who's able to do just like they did to LeBron on Christmas, a Danny Granger type performance? Certainly. What were you showing us, JFig? I didn't see there. Sorry,
Robbie walking.
I was just trying to show you Robbie.
Oh yeah,
but the glare.
I'm actually very terrified. The cars.
It looks like he's on the. Is that very fast. Is he on the 7 Mile Bridge now?
I guess.
He's on some kind of bridge.
His safety worries me.
Does he have a car like riding with him?
No.
He dolo?
No vehicular assistance. That
Wait,
was his rule.
He's solo?
No. I'm just saying riding to protect him.
Protect him? No.
Yeah.
Wait, so is he camping? Like, does he have like a...
I think he's stopping along the way. I think he's not like, he doesn't have to rough it. I think he's allowed to stay at like a motel or something like that. No, it does get
but
pretty.
You the way the, that he said
the,
it,
the further you get, he's not. The further south you get at the Keys, the more expensive it gets, and it is spring break time, so there's no cheapskies.
That's
out
what
there.
I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe call Steve.
So
up.
Who's meeting him down there to drive him back?
I don't know.
At people's houses, apparently.
I don't.
And he
know.
Has a friend with him. That is his only. If you guys ever see Robbie walking, please take care of him.
Yeah, send him a water or something, you know, if your eyes are down there.
Give him a sandwich. Nice. Give him something.
Take a break. Final segment coming up. Little all right.
Oh!
But first, Leroy, tell us all right about Liv.
Yes, Liv. You know we like to party and we love our golf down here. This is one of the best places in the world to golf this time of year. And Liv Golf is coming back. Join us at Trump National Doral, April 4th through the 6th. And because it's the Blue Monster, they're going big. Join some of the giants of the game, like John Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka. They'll have live DJs, epic street food, and ska punk legend Sublime performing on Saturday night. Grab your tickets now at livegolf.com. That's livegolf.com.
And the free Odyssey app. Download it today and make us your favorite station. Same great shows, same great games. Plus, you can use the rewind feature and listen to anything you missed. Hurry!
All right. Let's get to it, everybody. Time for a little all right. Oh, no! To close out on Monday here for you. That's right. My all right. Who is my all right? It's hard times right now.
Oh, man.
Who is
my you all are right? Broken.
Who is my all right? Who do I go with? Me. My, right. I get my all right because I'm still tuning in every single game for these guys. I don't wanna. I'm tired. I'm going to be boots on the ground this week. So me, I get my all right for sticking through it. God.
I give you a lot of credit there. They've removed my happiness and my joy for sure.
Oh, when it when
I still when, like I still watch.
I forget there's games sometimes because I don't even want to look.
I still wow. watch.
Yeah, because, and that says and must, a lot.
And I must be insane because watching the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
It's a definition of insanity.
Yeah.
Sometimes I like being insane. I like it. And then I don't get to see things. If I don't tune in every night, how will I know that Spo wanted to fight Taylor Jenkins in the fourth quarter for challenging up 26?
You already just assumed that.
Nah, you have to see it. You have to see it. You have to see it. So, Mikael says, Tobes needs to believe again. I'll believe when they make me believe. For now, I just sit by.
It's a little too late to start believing. It's only 16 games left.
Yep. My oh no. Don't start singing, Jeff. No. It doesn't make it better.
I'm sorry.
Who's that? Steve Perry in Journey?
My oh no. You guys know I love reality TV.
Oh no.
This is a spoiler alert warning, okay? If you're a Love is Blind fan, because I'm about to unleash on this show, this garbage trash bag show. Love is Blind gets my oh no. What a hokey bum show. This thing cannot hold Love Island's jockstrap.
Oh no.
Because you want to know why, dude? This entire time, you have these people sitting there being like, looks don't matter. And they go through, they all want to be polite to one another because nobody wants to call out that they're not attracted to their partner and you find them fugly. So we get to the reveal.
Not so fugly.
We get to the reveal. They're very clearly not attracted to each other, but nobody wants to be that person, right? And meanwhile, we get to the final episode. Everybody's fine. We meet each other's parents. Leroy, oh, we love you. Love you. You love me. I love you. Looks don't matter. And every single couple from this season, except for one, gets to the altar and they say, no thanks. Turns out love isn't blind. But that's not even the worst part.
I told you that.
You went through a whole marathon.
First of all, you're attracted.
Last time we spoke.
No, you're attracted to someone based on what you see first.
Dude.
So they're trying to change the rules of engagement.
Right. And they don't. And this Nick Lachey, I mean, he thinks he's so cute.
98 degrees, baby.
They go there. They get to the reveal. They don't want to be that guy or that gal. It says, just off the bat. So they have to string us along for episodes. I'm so in love. You're so in love. Then we get to the reunion. And it turns out, hated you the entire time. Don't like anything about you. And I'm like, hey, Love is Blind. Tell your producers to get their act together. If all this drama was happening all season, then you have a television show. But you wait until the reunion.
Not that slow start that they gave us.
You wait until the reunion, Jennifer, for Joey to tell me that he slid into Madison's DMs? Now I'm finding out!
Spoiling things for me.
I already gave you the spoiler alert. You can't get mad. I already gave you the spoiler alert. If you want, you could have.
He did.
I gave you the spoiler alert.
It's fine.
The premise of the whole show.
I barely know their names.
The premise of the whole show is not natural. So, of course there should be a lot of this. Right? There should be. Like, you have never said, I want to marry somebody over the phone. You see him, you hang out, right? I like the other show where the broken couples go there and then they...
No. You just like it because of Montoya and his situation, okay?
Montoya!
That's toxic.
Still entertaining.
You like toxic.
Still entertaining. I tell you what's not entertaining being led on for 3 or 4 episodes when nobody's seen one another, only to find out that when they do see each other, you're going to look at them and go, there ain't no way.
What do you got for your all right on Oh Leroy?
So, my oh no goes
oh,
to...
Oh, no!
To who?
Right, to Tobin.
My, and here's why. Man.
Your just son kick him is off his down.
There. No, your son is out there to have a good time.
Yeah.
Right? He's out there to play. What you are raising is a young complainer.
What?
Wait, wait, wow.
He was sticking up for
his child. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why.
He's calling him Baby Luca.
You out there complaining at the top of your lungs as the only parent who acts like they care.
That's right.
And so you're basically empowering Tommy to start going at officials.
He's already done that. He did that. He did that last year.
Oh no!
See,
it was hilarious.
So how are you gonna tell? How are you gonna tell him not to do that?
I'm not gonna not tell him to do it.
Then yes, you're raising a complainer.
Yeah, you're raising. You're whatever. Raising a baby Luca.
I'm also. You know what?
Baby
I'm calling.
That's why I'm gonna start. We're gonna baby Luca.
Not baby Luca.
He's baby
Come
Luca.
On, baby Luca. Let's go swimming. Don't complain about the temperature of the water.
Actually, I just got a. This was a message from the coach just now. I'm in the group chat. And if it wasn't for those calls, we would have won that game.
Oh, coach, you're worse.
I must have been wronged by the ref. I must have wronged refs in my past life.
Oh, man. No.
My bad. No, no. He's still thinking about it.
I, you like that, don't you? You
I,
like that.
I do like
as
that.
As a parent, I you like that. This loss hey, dude, affected
I'm
your.
I'm telling you, this was worse than Terry Porter.
Hey.
Yo, you wilding right now.
No,
the heat
got,
the heat has clouded your mind
Tommy,
right now.
Tommy is not in high school. Not playing tackle football.
Not Pee Wee.
How old is Tommy?
Nine.
Nine! What is that going to look like when he's 17?
Forget 17. What's it going to look like when he's 11?
But he knows how to lose. He's lost plenty. He's gotten choked out. He knows what it's like to lose.
But you're, again, you know what I'm waiting for Tommy to say? This will go down as confirmation of your bad parenting. Tommy's going to say these words, and then I'm going to lose it.
Could be something.
I say,
could be nothing.
Tommy, how'd you do? He goes, we lost. But it wasn't a true loss. It wasn't a true loss. Right? When that comes, I am going to look at you in total disgust.
Why?
I can't wait when Tommy hits.
Now you won't say not a true loss?
Leroy, I can't hate. Yeah, you're right. I can't wait when Tommy starts hitting you back with Tobinisms.
Yes.
When he had, it could be something, it could be nothing.
Wait, here's how it's going to go. Tommy.
Tommy, how's your report card?
Could be something, could be nothing.
You did well? Could be something, could be nothing, Dad.
What do you got for your all right, Leroy?
My all right was I enjoyed watching golf this weekend because I love when a professional struggle like I do, right? It's a hard sport, and to see them having some of the same problems I was having, like, it's like, yeah, all right, it's hard. It's difficult. But I really enjoyed watching the struggle. I really enjoyed watching in every tournament, if you have a 130-yard hole, right, it is the easiest of all the holes, right? But that 17th at TPC Sawgrass, guys hitting the ball in the water, guys struggling, some guys making sixes or sevens on a par three. Like, I'm like, yeah, every now and then I want to see them struggle like me. So I sat back
humble
with my juice and my favorite saying, you know what? It's hard for everybody when it's windy. I shouldn't feel so bad about my struggles.
All right.
Jennifer, all right, I know.
Well, guys, we have made it to the last weeks of hell. March. We have Spring Breakers.
Yep.
God.
And we have EDM.
Oh, no!
This is winter. Is it? Oh, no.
And it's going to continue adding to our morning anxiety, and I'm not ready.
Wait, is the music conference this week?
It's
the music festival
week.
Next week? And we got 10, and we got the Miami Open.
And the Miami Open is this week.
Oh, next good weeks, God right? Almighty. And spring break for the, oh, Jesus.
And spring breakers.
Lot of humping the trees.
Oh, hey, tell you what, you haven't, oh, hey, no. you haven't experienced the week down here until you see the pictures of somebody hugging a tree.
Yeah, ultra
somebody
music.
Somebody gonna hug a damn tree.
Ultra
somebody
music
gonna
conference.
Hug a tree.
There's beauty in the struggle.
No, there isn't. Okay.
What's your own Jennifer?
We're not Zenoa here.
No, that was her own no.
What's your all right, Jennifer?
Yeah, so my all right, all, despite all of that, is that we have buckets and beds this week.
Damn. All right.
Yeah. Damn, yep. She took mine.
It's gonna save us. It's gonna save us.
There you go.
As well as the Guinness that's waiting for me right after the show.
Hi, shay.
Steak patty.
Can I ask you a question? Who the hell let Conor McGregor in our White House? Are we
Trump.
Serious right now?
That's his boy.
Hey, shay. Vlad, what's your all right and oh no today?
My all right is the NCAA tournament starting this week.
Yeah. And, you
know, I like that. It's nothing better than the next 3 weeks of college basketball, seeing these young men try to achieve a dream, you know? That one shining moment, as they would say.
Is it appropriate to bring my Army helmet to the buckets and bets so I could be dressed appropriately for the tank?
Yes!
Scout.
I mean, you can.
Let's go full cosplay, man. Let's just do it. Just come in, go in with your fatigues, the hat, and say, we're tanking! Yes, let's do that. But it's going to be
that's
great. Great 3 weeks. So that's what I'm happy at. That's my all right.
All right!
My oh no?
Oh no!
It's the Miami Heat, bro. I don't like what they're doing to you. I don't like what they're doing to Tobin. I don't like, this is not the Tobin that I'm used to. I like silly sauce Tobin. This is actual, real, this is not even Tobin. This is Brendan.
I don't like that.
This is Brendan. This is not even Tobin. This is Brendan. I don't like Brendan. I like Tobin.
Sorry.
I mean, I like Brendan, but I love Tobin.
I understand.
I want my Tobin back.
I want my Tobin back, too. And unfortunately, it dies every 12 minutes come up. After 36 minutes, it's there. And then the final 12, I start morphing back into it. It's like a werewolf.
Nah, they've broken my guy, man. I don't like that, man. I don't like that.
That's a show, everybody. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.